Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, your premier action play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy, grab a seat by the stage, and let us tell you a story. We're doing something a little bit different tonight, because once again, Grint up and left us.
Winston is on strike, and Grint has very correctly refused to cross the picket line.
It's true. It's not something we did. Winston just went on strike for unrelated, specific ideological principles.
It's welcome.
Want more churro?
No, okay. Wanting more churro
is retaliatory for that vet visit.
Oh yeah, that's right. Anyway, they're currently doing that shit. So we're playing something a little bit different. We're going to do this in alphabetical Discord order where we just say our names real quick. Starting with B. Hello, B.
Hi. I'm Bastion B. Pronouns she, they.
My name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it. We also have Lavender. Hello, Lavender.
Hi. Hello. My name is Lavender. My pronouns are Fayfair.
And last but certainly not least, we have Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hi, I'm Sophie. She, her, or am I?
I don't know. We didn't determine whether or not any of us were going to be Sophie.
Yeah. That's right.
We should check to see if Craig is Sophie.
I did ask if I could be frank with you all.
And I said yes, but I prefer to call you Francine. Anyway, let's get the silliness out of the... No, that's not true. This is all going to be silly. Let's get the point of the game that we're trying to play today. We are playing a game by Jason Morningstar. It is called The Audition. It's not really a tabletop game as much as it is like a role-playing slash improv game. The premise of The Audition is... that two of us will be playing an actor, the other two will be playing the casting crew, and the actor has a doppelganger who is trying to win the role that the actor is auditioning for, and we don't know who the doppelganger is. Does that make any sense to people? I mean, I hope it does to the rest of you, but I'm definitely going to be including a link to the episode in the show notes. The point is, one of us will be playing a doppelganger, one of us will be playing an actor, two of us will be playing people who were involved with this audition. I'm going to read the pitch out loud real quick. This is it, your final audition. Sure, it's a guest role, but it's an iconic role in a reboot and likely to be recurring. It could make your career if you land it, and you will. You're ready, you're prepared, you own this. Unfortunately, so do you. A game about doppelgangers for 4 to 6 players in about 2 hours. For content, they put some very nice content warnings up front. Issues of agency, embodiment, and personhood. Bad science fiction. Pressure to perform. So two of us will be playing the actor Paxton Clark. And two of us will be working for Loopstream, which is an original programming service that is rebooting a old network sci-fi show. So here's my big question. Who wants to play Paxton Clark?
Now, we did not determine anything in advance. We could just roll for it.
We could, but we could also volunteer if we wanted to.
I'm fine with rolling for it. Okay. I'm certainly not going to volunteer for it.
Okay. Fair enough. Let me get the dice roller out. Alright, how about we roll a d4, and then we're going to roll a d6, and then, you know.
So d4 and a d6?
Well, I'm going to roll the d4 first to pick the first packs, right. And then I'll roll a d6, you know, 1 to 2, 2 to 3... 1 to 2, 3 to 4, 5 to 6 for the other maxim.
I gotcha.
So, and that's going to be, you know, 1B, 2Me, 3 Lavender, 4 Sophie. So let's roll the first D4. Sophie, you're playing Paxton number 1.
Wow.
Let's roll a D6. Lavender, you are playing Paxton number 2.
Okay.
Cool. There goes the dice roller. All right, so let's talk this over real quick. Who you are. Paxton Clark. Two of you play an actor named Paxton Clark. You've been through the ringer for this role. Auditions, callbacks, more callbacks, and now you have a feeling that the final audition is strictly pro forma. The casting director needs to show you off to the bigwigs and get their sign-off. You're absolutely confident the role is yours, but not so confident that you aren't treating this with absolute murderous focus and professionalism. The last thing, the very last thing you need, is for your fucking doppelganger to show up. The studio will be required to give them equal time, and since they are an evil shit born of madness and black magic or whatever, they will probably out-act you and get the gig. The studio will regret that, sure, when it causes utter chaos in their precious set, but you will regret it every time you open your bare refrigerator. Fucking doppelgangers, man. And B and I will be playing the characters from Loopstream. Loopstream original programming is rebooting the treasured old MBS network sci-fi drama Voyage of the Canopus. You are casting a prominent and recurring guest role, and it is down to basically one actor, Paxton Clark. They are conferencing in for a final audition this evening. All the important people are here. It's an iconic, beloved role, and the stakes are high, although the process is pretty routine. They more or less have the job. In fact, the process is drawn out so long, all other candidates aren't available. Everyone thinks only they know this. So, Paxton's.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Go to
page... Paxton's Clark.
Exactly. go to page 3. So we're going to do these things in order, and you're not going to say this aloud, but some of this will... Some of this will be good for us figuring this out. Pick pronouns and also figure out which role you're going to be trying out for.
Since it's myself and Lav, we could be Fae-she or she-Fae, either.
I am good with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. So, do you want to go for Ensign Windsor, or do you want to go for Mimulus?
Mimulus honestly seems more fun to me. I could go either way, but...
Yeah, I think Mimulus would be fun, yeah.
Hmm. I support this decision. Especially with you two doing it. I think Mimulus is definitely the better character. Mm-hmm.
Folks at home, this game costs like $3. It's legitimately worth it just to check out the effort of the props, because all of the information for the two roles is portrayed through printed cutouts of hypothetical... What's it called?
Wikipedia pages. Of
hypothetical Wikipedia character listings, yes. And there's art for what they look like in the actual show and what they look like in the animated series.
But cut off and shitty.
It's so good.
I love the end of the frequently asked questions page. Don't apologize, don't show weakness, just be calm and remember.
I also like
and
how
nothing
it is,
else.
It's very clear there's like a picture of a cake recipe in one of these.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. So, I'm gonna ask aloud. have the two of you decided if you are the doppelganger or not. Do not consult with one another.
I have made a decision.
I have also made a decision.
Cool. All right. So, fae, she pronouns. All right, the two of you can go look over the scripts that you're going to be reading. B.
Mm-hmm.
We are the Loopstream folks. So one of us should be the casting director. Beyond that, any combination is fine. Executive producer, director, showrunner, actor playing Captain Crossfield, and assistant to the casting director.
I kind of want to be the showrunner. You want someone who matches your vision.
That's perfect. I'll be the casting director.
Sure.
All right.
I will be the demands reshoots 2 weeks before release kind of showrunner.
Mm-hmm. All right. You want to come up with names for our characters? Or do you just want to use a name generator?
I'm probably just going to use a name generator, yes.
Hold on, I'm going to bring out the name generator. Do you want me to give you a name?
Yeah.
Ba-ba-ba, where is the name generator? I had you saved under my tabs. Where the fuck did you go?
Are you doing the Spider-Man theme again?
No. I'm freewheeling, as they say. God damn it, where the fuck is it?
I think I'll just go with... Vanity Reynolds.
Ooh, Vanity Reynolds production. Or whatever. Cool, I like that.
Yeah, presumably there's some, like, really arty name for the production company that nobody uses in common parlance because it's just the name attached, you know?
Totally, that makes a lot of sense. I want to be a woman for this, because God knows. I can't find the goddamn thing. I'll have to look that up. Oh, no, there it is. Let's reroll until I find something. Elena Herman. We should change our names in this server real quick.
Wait.
Now I gotta remember to turn stream remote back on. There we go. Safe and sound. Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. Paxton Clark Sophie. Paxton Clark. Yeah, that's a pretty smart idea.
Well, wait, I thought you were gonna be Minimus. Minibus? Shit, what's his name?
Mimulus?
Mimulus.
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 Of the New Hampshire Lisses.
Oh my god. Don't make me do a
Mimulus.
Boston. Don't make me do a Boston Brahmin accent on this fucking show.
Mimulus sounds like something you could get at a Dunkin'.
Does it?
No.
Where could you get a Mimulus?
That to me sounds like some sort of like house mimosa.
Yeah, no, okay, it does sound alcoholic.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the name of a like a margarita that you get at lunch. Like, yeah. It's specifically advertised, it is alcoholic, but it's like just not alcoholic enough that, like, hey, no, come in for the $5 menu list. I don't know.
It's a mimosa, but they make it like bright blue and glittery to make it seem spacey.
Ooh. Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Or there you go. Where could you get the Mimulus? At the Star Wars experience.
Ooh, or it's, or it's like Mimulus makes me think of Cumulus, which makes me think of it's some kind of thing that has like, it's something that has like the whipped cream vodka in it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like a whipped cream vodka like
screw. No, wait, it's a what's it called when you get all the fruit slices and cream in a glass?
Sangria?
No, it's not a drink. It's more like a dessert.
Oh, what's
that called?
This is going to kill me.
Shit.
Oh, I know this. When we were in high school, you could go to the cafeteria and you can get it with either the strawberry or you get it with the chocolate, right? Or like in college, yes. Right? I know what you're talking about. Those things were delicious. I ate so much crap when I was in college.
I'm just dying to remember what it's freaking called. But yeah.
Fuck me. I'm not going to remember this. It is a dessert. It begins with an M.
Well, anyway, it could be that at like some kind of vaguely space themed. So, I mean, what? So this show is just sort of like old schlocky sci-fi. Huh?
Multicrim?
No.
No, oh my god, this is driving me absolutely fucking nuts. What's it called? Parfait!
Parfait. God damn it, we're idiots.
God damn it. I was dying because, like, all I can think is JoJo reference. I can't remember what the fucking word is, though.
I was trying to remember. There was some crap-ass Adam Sandler comedy that got... Oh no, my parfait! As like some thing in a fucking commercial.
Like, that sounds familiar. My
parfait. Yeah. Anyway,
see, when we were on the alcohol thing, I was thinking because you said Cumulus, it's a mimosa, but it has the dry ice in it, so it's steaming.
Ooh,
is that safe?
No. Well,
no.
Well, you could burn your lips on it, and oh no, it would explode in the liquid. Because it's dry ice.
Yeah. So if they infuse dry ice, they use like very little of it, and it's filtered in some specific way.
True.
Yeah. There's another server where we watch shows there and then. So one time we watched a reality competition show for bartenders.
Ooh.
And so I remember one of the competitors did a drink with dry ice. It was like the first drink they made. And so the judges didn't drink it basically. And so basically what they said was like, if you had like established trust with us, like if this is like the fifth drink you made for us, we would try this, but you can't be coming in here and for your first drink. Making a drink of dry ice, like we don't know you like that. Right? So.
Yeah, that's kind of like the ordering fugu or like being served fugu from a new guy.
Yeah.
Real quick PSA. Hi, it's me, Lavender. Don't consume dry ice. Do not ingest that product.
No,
yes, because that will burn you.
That will destroy your innards. Very literally. That's an ER visit at best.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it has a really mundane name hiding the true extent of what it can do to you. Like Hollywood,
The Audition.
Also, one time I picked up a bag of it because I thought it was regular ice and that hurt like hell.
Ooh. Ouch. I bet it looked really cool, though. Was it, like, steaming?
Oh, no, I picked it up to get some stuff out of some packaging, and then I was like, hey, wait a minute, why do my hands hurt?
Ooh,
Alright, that should have... Normally, how this game is apparently played is the Paxons will go off for 5 minutes and review their lines and stuff, and the people playing the loop stream, folks will banter a little bit and talk about this, that, and the other. Instead, we tried to remember the word parfait.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. This is a loose episode tonight. So, we're going to play this as it is intended to be played, which is Lavender, Sophie. I'm not sure if I... Are the two of you comfortable... Are the two of you comfortable with muting?
Yeah. 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 Sure.
Okay. Are you and muting and deafening so the two of us can, so Elaine, so Vanity and I can chat a bit, and I will give you all a note in like 5 minutes when you can jump in.
Yeah. No problem.
Alrighty.
I'm doing that right now. Right. Bye.
See y'all short.
All right.
Oh, real quick. Elena, are you a fan of the old show?
I liked it well enough. When I watched it, it was pretty much on my, you know, you go over to your grandpa's and there would be whatever, because he didn't have like full cable.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd watch reruns or you'd watch whatever he had on like VHS records. So I've never like seen the entire show fully through. I've never seen the animated show, but I did like the original.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I mostly discovered it recently, to be honest. It was kind of a by chance, really. I was buying lots from storage units, and I found one full of memorabilia.
Oh.
And it just it took over my life 1 week.
Hmm. Yeah, I know a lot of people got into it like way back in quarantine.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, there was a big resurgence because
there were box sets for it everywhere, weren't there?
Well, yeah, but also, like, nobody had the rights specifically nailed down on any streaming service until they got it. So, you know, pretty much anybody could, like, stream it. So, it pulled in views. All right, quick question. Do you want to read Opposite Clark, or do you want to read Stage Directions?
I'll take Stage Directions.
Sure. I've been doing the majority of the reads against the other actors. So that's no skin off my back.
Kind of help. It helps to stay at something of a distance, you know?
Mm. Well, for now.
Of course. I have to be able to squint and see the final product, you know?
No. Look, I understand. I'm here to get the best person for the job. Like, I like reading Opposite, because when we were casting Abbott for Crossfield, it's pretty fun to read opposite Kelsey Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jesus, Mimulus, though.
Oh, well, we couldn't leave him out of the script.
I know.
But, you know, the hope is to bring something fresh to the role.
No, I do think
everybody has their idea of the character in pop culture, and we can use that, but I don't want it turning into another 5 years of memes.
Look, I think for what it's worth, what you've got going on with the rest of it, giving a character like Mimulus a shift like this is going to go over just fine. People like
I
Clark.
I hope so.
People like Clark. Clark is a safe bet.
Oh, of course. But it'll take the right person, but yeah, I have faith.
Yep. Alright. Faye should be here any. What are you doing after this?
There's a party at the observatory.
Huh?
Were you coming? I was sure you got the memo as well.
No. I've got this meeting with Sheffield. He wants to start discussing how people are gonna like go to the award season. We are up for that award, at the Golden Globes, so I know it's not technically me, but you know, it's nice that something I worked on is up for an award.
Oh, of course.
And you know, Sheffield's paying it forward. He's a real nice guy like that.
Well, unfortunately, to keep the wheels greased, someone has to go shake hands with Bib, make sure he doesn't get start sticking his fingers into this production.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, he'll notice, but if we just dangle a distraction, jingle some keys.
Hello. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Elena and Benny. Hello, darlings. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see you once again, Ms. Clark. Just want to do one last check-in on the audition.
Certainly.
So let me just get the stuff that I'm looking for out and about. How has your day been treating you?
Oh, you know how it is. Could be better, could be worse. Still alive, that's the main thing.
No, I understand completely. All right, Miss Reynolds, do you got any questions for Clark before we get this party started?
Yeah, so it's excellent to have you here again, Miss Clark. I'm just wondering, and no wrong answers, of course, but how familiar have you been able to make yourself with the original, the performances of the original show?
Oh, well, I assure you, I always do my research. I've gone through the entire show twice now, and I've had the chance to, you know, review the parts I believe are particularly important to the character, you know, several times, of course. That being said, of course, I don't want to be, well, I hope to be rooted in the original performance, but I have to, of course, bring a new spin on the character.
No, I agree. Reynolds and I were talking about that before you came in. We're excited. I am excited with what Reynolds is working with and has planned for the character.
Yes, I'm extremely... I'm very eager to see what you'd bring to the performance and what we can take from it in turn.
Oh, certainly, and I in turn am excited to find out your vision for the character and how those visions can be blended together.
Indeed. Would you, if I might ask, off of some of your previous roles, what would you be approaching this as you would for one of your, I don't want to be rude, Mix Clark. I'm not looking for a
Hi, sorry I'm late.
Oh.
Paxton Clark here for the role of Mimulus audition.
Hello, Mix Clark. Looks like we have Mix Clark and Mix Clark.
Oh,
we do.
Hello. I knew this would happen. Yes. Okay. Hello. Okay.
What may I ask? What I'm doing here?
It would seem that we have a situation with an identity duplicate. So we're gonna have to just review the statutes real quick, Miss Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
So please just give us a minute. The two of you can talk amongst yourselves as we review that, please.
I didn't have to deal with this dick wolf, I tell you that.
Now, this never once happened on Days of Our Lives. So, you look good?
Naturally. You look like me, so I suppose you look good as well, although you lack originality, of course.
Quite rude. After all, I pioneered this look.
Indeed. That's what, so, thieves always say.
Well, you know what they say. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, right?
That's what some people say, and certainly one wonders what kind of people would say that, but...
With all due respect, Miss Herman, it would be more flattering if I was not here for a professional role in your work. This sort of tomfoolery, not particularly appreciated.
No, I understand completely. It's an unfortunate possibility of the job. So we're gonna play it where it lands.
Yeah. We've got Paxton Clark on the list. We can have Paxton Clark following on the list, no problem. We've got time for we've always got time for Paxton Clark.
Absolutely. And we will stop at nothing but the Paxton Clark who is perfect for the job.
I certainly hope so.
And to satisfy the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990.
Yep.
In 2008.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Honestly, the fans. The fans are who are the most important part of the show. All right. Do we want to do readings real quick? Should probably do the readings.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Well, all in due time, you know? oh boy. Mix Clark, the Mix Clark who joined the call first, would you like to start with the reading? I'm going to let you know real quick. Miss Reynolds said that she's going to be doing the stage directions. I will be reading the dialogue.
Certainly. May I ask, is Faye going to be listening in?
We have to keep it accessible for the both of you.
Certainly. I just...
Faye will not be allowed to interrupt your audition.
Yes. Certainly, it's just that.
Certainly not.
Well, I wouldn't want my own performance to unduly influence the, I'm sure, excellent performance that my counterpart has planned, is the only thing.
I understand, and given the circumstances, I think it would be fair if after the, how does this sound, Miss Reynolds? After the delivery of the entire reading from each of you, we then go for the same line, but in pick a line, go for the same line in like a reverse order. You know what I mean? One pack, the first Paxton to join the call. We'll do the first reading, followed by the second Paxton, and then we will do individual line reads, starting with the second Paxton and then going with the first Paxton if we want to touch back up on checking specific line reads. How does that sound?
I suppose that's works well enough.
It will be excellent groundwork. I'm sure we'll have to end with everyone giving their best go at side two.
That's as fair as we can get it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But we will we'll say in the interests of time, you both get your one shot at that one.
Very well.
Yeah, time is unfortunately a little bit of a factor tonight. So let's get this started with Mimulus side one, page one, scene 11, interior Mimulus's castle. I'm going to let you take that away, Miss Reynolds, for the stage directions. I guess I'll also take the side characters as well. Lafleur and Orbitala.
Sure. We all ready?
Absolutely.
Break a leg.
Lafleur and Orbitala materialize. Mimulus sits on a fair throne, flanked by dangerous-looking attendants.
Welcome to my home.
Orbitala, thank you. Where is Captain Crossfield?
So direct, please. There is time, and I get so few visitors here.
Orbitala, we really must insist. The captain has not reported in since materializing at these coordinates. Lafleur, we'll be happy to enjoy a social visit with you, Mimulus, after you give us Captain Crossfield.
All these demands, most discourteous. You are turning out to be an unpleasant guest after all, and I had such high hopes.
Mimulus nods to fair attendants, who rush to the crew of the Canopus with long spears. There is a fight. Lafleur manages to fire a laser pistol and vaporize one of the attackers, but they are overwhelmed and disarmed.
You will have plenty of time to reconsider your behavior, and since I am an eternally gracious host, I will also meet your demand. You will be reunited with Captain Crossfield in my dungeon. Take them away.
All right, side one, page two.
Interior, Mimulus' dungeon. Lafleur stands around glumly in an impenetrable cell with Captain Crossfield, who has been scuffed up and bruised.
I see you met with the welcoming committee. That's Crossfield. That's my Crossfield voice.
It's a good Crossfield voice.
Thank you. Lafleur, looks like you've got the worst of it, Captain.
It's nothing.
Mimulus must be out of his mind imprisoning Galactic Union officers. There is something very odd about it.
I agree, Lieutenant. He's a scoundrel and a tinpot dictator. He's a coward. What's gotten into him?
Lafleur, or perhaps more accurately, who has gotten to him?
We see Mimulus on the other side of the cell bars.
Very astute, Lafleur. Who indeed?
Crossfield.
You've been bought and sold by the Gantroflax. You've been bought and sold by the Gantrofax, haven't you?
Captain, I am sorry for your discomfort, but it was necessary.
Lafleur, the Galactic Union will hear about this. Who the hell is Gorlok? Hold on, I have to... Who the fuck is Gorlok?
Who is Gorlok?
There's a... We should have checked this stupid thing closer. There must be a typo. Sorry, I think that's supposed to say Mimulus, not Gorlok.
Oh, no. Wait, no. God. I'm... I'll just don't worry about it. I have to dig up the packet. I don't have it with me. I'll read it. I don't think so. You see, I only did what was asked of me. I've been paid well. They need you.
No, it doesn't make sense. It's got to be the Mimulus line, because it's very clearly Mimulus who is trying to... Where's the notes?
No, Gorlok is... Gorlok doesn't... is a different character. They had all the prosthetics, and... It wasn't... It's his Gantrifax handler.
That's right. Sorry, I didn't watch a lot of the Gorlok episodes.
We need more people on these shows. We're going to hear every pronunciation of Gantrifax on this. I'm going to get it wrong. We just have to make sure that only the right one gets into the movie.
Alright. Thank you, Reynolds.
I agree, for the record.
I understand. What
do they want with us, you devil?
They have beautiful new electronic brains to put in those lovely human skulls of yours. You will return to the Canopus and deliver your starship to the Gantrifax Empire. Cue theme music. All right. We're going to need a tennis ball for Gorlok.
Yep. All right. Mimulus, Saido, scene 8.
Okay.
Yes, I'm ready when you are.
Captain Crossfield is sitting across from Mimulus. Both are sipping green wine.
I will never understand you, Mimulus.
I am an open book, good captain.
What made you?
I beg your pardon.
What turned you into a mendacious? Mendacious thief without a moral compass.
Mimulus, stung, sets down for a drink.
Hurtful words, Captain. I shall reply with hurtful words of my own. You think you know me? You do not. You call me mendacious, and perhaps I am, but when the League of Planets abandoned the colony I was born on after promising to maintain us, who was the liar then? You call me a thief. But when Space Fleet confiscated more than a ton of rubidium I had dug with a pick, shovel, and my own bare hands, claiming it could be used to make weapons, who was the thief then? And as for a moral compass, I'd say mine's finely tuned, good captain. I've spared your life more than once. I see the good in you and in what you do. But know this, your precious League of Planets left me to die, and your glorious Space Fleet righteously stole my only chance to live by your rules. So live by my own. What made you, indeed? What made you, Crossfield?
Very nice.
Excellent work.
Yes.
Thank you.
What I would expect from Paxton, right.
Certainly. I'm going to say well done to you as well, Mr. Reynolds. A pleasure to work with you.
Oh, thank you. It's very kind of you to say.
And it's then to you, of course, Miss Herman. You really brought something to characters.
Yes, thank you very much. All right. I'm going to get a drink of water real quick, and then we'll run it back with side one, page one, with the second Paxton who joined the call.
All right.
All right, Reynolds, I'm going to go when you are.
All right. Interior, Mimulus Castle. The floor and Orbitala materialize. Mimulus sits on fair throne, flanked by dangerous-looking attendants.
Welcome to my home.
Orbitala, thank you. Where is Captain Crossfield?
So direct. Please, there is time. And I get so few visitors here.
Orbitala, we really must insist the captain has not reported in since materializing at these coordinates. Lafleur, we'll be happy to enjoy a social visit with you, Mimulus, after you give us Captain Crossfield.
All these demands are most discourteous. You are turning out to be such unpleasant guests after all. And I had high hopes.
Emulus nods to fair attendants who rush the crew of the Canopus with long spears. There is a fight. Lafleur manages to fire a laser pistol and vaporize one of the attackers, but they are overwhelmed and disarmed.
You will have plenty of time to reconsider your behavior. And since I am an eternally gracious host, I will also meet your demand. You'll be reunited with Captain Crossfield in my dungeon. Take them away.
Alright, side one, page two.
Right. Interior Mimulus Castle. No. Interior Mimulus Dungeon. Lafleur stands around glumly in an impenetrable cell with Captain Crossfield, who has been scuffed up and bruised.
Crossfield, I see you met the welcoming committee. Lafleur, looks like you got the worst of it, Captain. Crossfield, it's nothing. Lafleur, Mimulus must be out of his mind, imprisoning Galactic Union officers. There is something very odd about it.
I agree, Lieutenant. He's a scoundrel and a tinpot dictator, but he's a coward. What's gotten into him?
Or perhaps more accurately, who has gotten to him?
We see Mimulus on the other side of the cell bars.
Very astute, Lafleur. Who indeed?
You've been bought and sold by the Gantrofax, haven't you?
Ah, Captain. I am sorry for your discomfort, but it was necessary.
The Galactic Union will hear about this.
I don't think so. You see, I only did what was asked of me. I've been paid well. They need you.
What do they want with us, you devil?
They have beautiful new electronic brains to put in those lovely human skulls of yours. You will return to the Canopus and deliver your starship to the Gantrofax Empire.
Wait, side two.
Interior Granicus Pleasure Palace. Captain Crossfield is sitting across from Mimulus. Both are sipping green wine.
I will never understand you, Mimulus.
I am an open book, good captain.
What made you?
I beg your pardon?
What turned you into a mendacious thief without a moral compass?
Mimulus, stung, sets down fair drink.
Hurtful words, captain. I shall reply with hurtful words of my own. You think you know me. You do not. You call me mendacious, and perhaps I am. But when the League of Planets abandoned the colony I was born on after promising to maintain us, who was a liar then? You may call me a thief, but when Space Fleet confiscated more than a ton of rubidium, I had dug with a pick, shovel, and my own bare hands, claiming it could be used to maintain weapons. Who was the thief then? And as for a moral compass, I'd say mine is finely tuned, good captain. I've spared your life more than once. I see the good in you and what you do. But know this. Your precious League of Planets left me to die, and your glorious space fleet righteously stole my only chance to live by your rules. So, I live by my own. What made you, indeed? What made you, Crossfield?
Chills. I have chills. I had chills.
Very nice.
Indeed, well done, as perhaps is to be expected for McClark. Perhaps a bit derivative in places.
Well, you would know about being derivative.
Very different performances, very different approaches to the character of Mimulus, but neither of them I see are incongruous personally.
No. Although I never expected anything else from Paxton Clark. Of course.
Absolutely. let's...
Could I have... would you like to do some individual lines?
Oh, but of course.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. Do you have any lines in particular?
Yes, I would like to... can I get the first Paxton Clark? Can I hear side one, page one, the second to last line before the fight?
We agreed that the second Paxton Clark would get to do the individual reads first.
I am so sorry.
No, no, it's fine. This is something of a unique scenario, but all right. All these demands, most discourteous. You are turning out to be such unpleasant guests, after all. And I had such high hopes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I would, yeah, that's actually a good one. I would like to hear the first Paxton Clark run that as well, please.
Certainly. All these demands, most discourteous. You are turning out to be unpleasant guests, after all. And I had such high hopes.
All right. They both read the assignment. Shit.
What would I want?
I have another, unless you really,
Do you have another pick?
Yeah, can we get in the same order again as before? Your final line on side one, page two.
Oh, okay.
You're just Captain. I am sorry.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Captain, I am sorry for your discomfort. But it was necessary.
Very good.
And from Paxton Clark as well?
Certainly. Captain, I am sorry for your discomfort, but it was necessary.
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
Are any of the lawyers here today? Are they around? Do we have to say their name three times and they show up? Shit.
No, you're thinking of standards and practices. Here is my question for in either order. I'm not going to give a particular preference. Of your past assignments, which do you think would bring more to the state on your resume, on, you know, your on your past accomplishments, which of these characters do you think would bring the most influence to your rendition of Mimulus?
An interesting question. Well, I like to say that all of my past characters are brought in and live on in whatever role I take. This perhaps is a strange answer, but I would say Agamemnon, actually. If I may boast a bit, I would say my performance there was had a certain air of courtesy, but also authority, which I think it is brought to bear in this role as well. Tempered, of course, with a certain amount of sleaziness, of course.
Of course.
No, I understand completely. And, you know, Agamemnon is a tragedy. There is a certain undercurrent of pathos to your delivery. I can see it. I can see the logic behind it.
Yes, I would say maybe this is also a tragic character in that way, in fair way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just so long as you remember that I only say because this was a trap that the esteemed original actor also fell into. You must remember that in this time, this is it's the cameras are a little closer. You don't have to play towards the back row.
Mm.
Oh, I always play towards all rows. I assure you.
Of course.
An interesting answer. Though personally, I would actually go to some of my TV work. See, I have chosen to read Mimulus as someone who knows what they want, right? A manipulator, a schemer. Not strictly good or evil, but on their own side. So I was actually perhaps leaning to Days of Our Lives. Romance, some manipulation, and so on and so forth. The ability to integrate with the cast as you come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That's an interestingly nuanced way of approaching it, especially with... I mean, let's be real. The original show is no stranger to melodrama, right?
Well, your roles were very varied and impactful, but I remember that this is to be a more in my vision, Mimulus is more of a consistent character across the events of the series, not
I understand. A lot of people throw around melodrama like it's a bad word. It's not a bad word. It's just a very particular way of it has more of an emotional appeal. It focuses on the conveyance of emotions, and I could see that faring well for a character such as Mimulus, especially with this Pacton's portrayal of it.
Hmm.
Well, thank you.
Do you have any questions for the two of us?
Well, so, certainly. I'm curious. What is your vision for Mimulus? How do you see Faye deviating from their previous betrayals?
Well, I'm hoping, I don't want to say that I want to simplify the character. I hope you believe me when I say that, despite what, people online are constantly screaming at me for. I do want a fair arc to be a little, I don't want to deal in the baiting and half-truths and hallucinations of subtext from the original material. I want more of that on the screen, and unfortunately, that is going to collapse the waveform. And by canonizing certain things, and as I say, I'm a little worried about the fan reaction, but I can't get too much further into it until you sign the NDAs.
Well, certainly. Yes, I, when one when one intrudes on fan depictions, as it were, you do have to take a careful hand with that kind of thing. And I believe I would certainly be able to do that.
And on my end, I'm going to be real. I'm probably going to have a little less oversight when it comes to the way that this is going to go down. But I'm still going to be sticking around as casting director for the entire thing.
No, of course. You're the casting director.
I know. I'll be sticking around as casting director, but I'm not going to have nearly as much of a hand on the vision of your show, Miss Reynolds. Just that a lot of people want to go with the safe option. A lot of people want to go with the squeaky clean fan favorite. I agree with Miss Reynolds' idea, and as part of the process, I intentionally went for people that don't you hate it when they pick somebody who just looks like the past depictions of the character or the illustrations of the you're not gonna. If I have my way, and if I have the ability to talk to Uni, you're not going to be wearing gray face with bug eyes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can certainly understand. I can certainly sympathize with the desire to not have someone appear to be the same on the surface, but not have the true depth underneath. I can understand such a concern.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
We are, of course, casting for depth and ability more than appearance.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to make the right casting choice, yes.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Yes. The second Paxton who entered the meeting, do you have any questions for the two of us?
Well, if we are not doing the cartoonish bug eye gray face, which I would certainly appreciate avoiding. What is your plan for costuming? Strikes me as a wealthy sort of individual. Will we be playing it a touch fancier?
Oh, much. We have contacted several we're speaking with more fashion designers than outfit or wardrobe designers I really want to go all out with every scene, a different outfit, you know, in the way that they could have done on the cartoon, if they cared about that detail, of course. But of course, we have the budget now, so we really can have these exhaustive outfits for just one scene, but really make it matter, you know?
Ah, wonderful. Well, I am happy to work with you and costuming on anything that needs to be done.
Oh, sorry, my mic was muted. within limits, of course. But like I said,
yes, within limits. But we're not. That's neither here nor there.
No, I think it's a little bit here or there. I just want to say, I agree. The costuming is going to be fairly important. We're going to work with that. And it's also a matter of the consideration of the space and where we'll be shooting, because we're going to try to go. We have managed to secure a pretty good budget. We're going to go with less, you know, special effects and less post-processing effects. We're going to see what we can get on the screen and picking a actor who can go with the physicality of the performance and also isn't
shooting
afraid
it where it's dirt cheap.
And also, you know, look, let's be real, there's going to be There's going to be a little bit of fighting. There's going to be a little bit of choreography. It's going to be important that you're able to handle that sort of thing.
Oh, darling, I was born to fight. It's born to my human mother, the expected way to fight, yes.
I would not say that I was born to fight so much. Otherwise, I would perhaps have gone into boxing. But no, I've certainly have experience with some action choreography. A little bit of stunt work in my younger days. Nothing on the show, from what I've seen in the original, that I shouldn't be able to handle.
Well, I promise that if the script in future ever calls for it, we'll get you a trainer. But no, I believe you're still physically the best fit for the role.
Mm. Absolutely. Boy.
We got it. We're giving the role to Paxton Clark.
We most certainly are.
No.
Would you like us to give you a few minutes to consider? Perhaps.
Might be for the best. I think that would be the most fair for the two of you.
Yeah.
Certainly. Well then.
Yeah, if you could please just meet for a little bit. We're just gonna talk. We'll call you back in when we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very well. And thank you so much for the opportunity, either way. After you, Mix Clark.
My pleasure.
Fuck.
Fuck.
We're fucked.
Only if we choose the right one.
Only
if we choose the wrong one.
Wrong. If we make an educated and informed decision based on the displayed, wrong. Shit. But what's the wrong choice here?
I wasn't super playing. I'm just reading the parts aloud. I'm not necessarily playing, you know, how they're going to actually be played. Given the text on the page, I think they both did a fairly good job. I do think that the second Paxton Clark is the clear superior option, if only because starts understated can rise to the occasion of menacing and bombastic.
I guess, but the first was bone chilling. I don't know. Wait, they have the same face. I can picture them both with the prosthetic. Damn it.
Yep.
Shit. I guess but the first one, they made me feel something hearing the lines again. I don't know what to say. But human mother. Oh, God.
I understand. I have a particular opinion, but that's me. Look, one way or another, we have to pick one of them.
Second one?
I would pick the second one, but that's because, like I said, has the range, has the ability to...
Nope, on your head be it. The day the behind-the-scenes documentary comes out, I'm telling him it was your decision. Let's do this shit.
Oh my god, really?
No. But I do agree with you.
Okay.
I'll take the hit online if it ever comes to it.
Look, if we hire the doppelganger, it'll be hell for both of us, regardless. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
All right. Let's bring it back in. I'll give him the high sign.
Yeah, and you give him the good news too.
All right.
I'm going to be backing away slightly.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Yes.
It's good to have you do back.
Mm-hmm. I want you both to know it has been such an honor to have Paxton Clark here, really nailing it down, really putting in the good work, and really showing us fair chops.
Mm-hmm.
I think one way or another, we're going to have a hell of a show. So, that's why with... no small amount of deliberation and discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh my mm-hmm. god. Stop that. Fine. The second Paxton Clark.
Yes.
We would like to offer you the role.
Well, I would accept with the highest honors. Thank you very much.
And we sincerely hope to have chosen the correct Paxton Clark for the job.
Yes. I have come to respect you, the two of you, quite a lot over the course of the audition. So understand that I say this without any joy. You will regret this.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mix Clark. It was wonderful to have you here. We will keep you on reserve.
We will inevitably be in touch with both of your agents.
I'm sure you will.
We have fun here. All right. Do we want to reveal if Lavender was playing the doppelganger or not?
It only matters who got the part. So
yes. For folks at home, it straight up says nobody cares about the person who didn't get the part.
That's very true.
But no, I was human.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Hell yeah. Hooray!
I feel like if I didn't feel like I had enough. I couldn't come up with a funny, crunchy... or like lore-based argument to be the meddling showrunner and be like, no, I want the other one, actually.
No, but, you had a good enough reason. I liked what you were saying. Look, we had to come to a decision one way or another, and it's for the best that like we actually came to a consensus and it wasn't flip a coin.
No.
But no, out of character.
They were both really good. It wasn't clear by any means.
No, you both did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it's nice to know that the show can go on and not be cursed with misfortune and tragedy.
Hooray!
Because it's just... the main character exploded. No, not the main character, but yeah.
Hooray, it just gets to be cursed by the fact that it is a reboot of a well-loved sci-fi show.
Well, that is the curse on the entertainment industry, so yes. Yep,
that's very true. We're all out here getting cursed.
Just like the people who go to see these movies are the curse on the rest of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Whew.
The audition.
That was fun. How'd y'all feel about that?
That was fun, yeah.
I genuinely enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I wish there was a little more of the... Like, I know that part of the joke and part of the fun is very little material to go off of, but I would have loved, like, a little bit more, and then I would have needed, like, another hour of studying it so that I could be really, like, actually about every little detail. That would have been fun. But I love the presentation of everything so much, of like how little you get.
Oh, totally. Like, okay, me with the flub, that was serious. Is this a typo? That was me being serious. I totally forgot that there's...
Oh, no, me too. I couldn't come up with a... I couldn't say anything because I was desperately looking for the actual context. And then I parsed it too late to, like, really, actually, you properly.
No, it's fine. You got there.
Yeah, Gorlok's makeup and prosthetics were by who created the signature Gantrifax look for the entire series. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Only 6 times in the entire series. Wow.
I mean, this is based on Star Trek.
Oh no. Oh, see, that I would have reminds me more of like Babylon. Not Babylon 5. Fuck. No, was it? Yeah, Babylon 5 with the bug crime lord who like lives in the basement.
I wouldn't know.
And hates cops.
I wouldn't know. I would take your word for it.
I can't remember the name of the character, but like they're just in a couple of episodes because they have a really, really cool puppet.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't really know if I have too much more to say. It was a good time. Thank you all for taking the gamble with this weird little performance art piece.
Yeah.
So, do you want to bring it to the ghost then?
Sure.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Ngrath, it turns out. I don't know.
All right, this has been the Coffin Club. My name is Jess. I've been playing the casting director, Elena Herman, in alphabetical Discord order. Let's say goodnight, everybody, starting with Vanity Reynolds.
Hi, hello. This was Vanity Reynolds. She, her, played by she, they. These game, like, yeah, no, these kind of quote-unquote RPGs are a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
Especially when they give you enough material to play with and enough, it's fun enough to joke around with. So, yeah.
Yeah, it has been fun to literally go look at the Bully Pulpit and other Jason Morningstar games and just pull... Because, again, they also did... what's it called? They did the Isabel. Or, yeah, Desperation. They did Desperation.
Yeah.
So it's been fun to like pick up their stuff and play with it.
Another game about lives being ruined.
It's been kind of neat from my angle because I've never played Fiasco, so I mostly know Bully Pulpit from a collection of historical tragedy games, basically. Because they also did Night Witches and Cowboys with Big Hearts and a few other things.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's very true. Alright, we also had the first Paxton Clark, played by Sophie.
Yep, this has been Sophie Sheher playing Paxton Clark Fishy. Well, since it's I mentioned earlier, I guess I will go ahead and have my recommendation be the reality show I was talking about earlier, where it was a bartenders or mixologist competition, is Drink Masters.
Oh.
It is a Netflix reality show. Just one season. It's pretty good if you like, you know, if you like reality shows well enough, you know, it's not like it's not one of the ones like real annoying. I think kind of the, you know, all the contestants are enjoyable, the competitions are enjoyable. It's kind of a interesting to see, like, you know, just kind of all the different. All different ways you mix alcohol. So yeah, it's good. It's fun to watch with friends if you, again, if you're into reality shows. So again, that was it's Drink Masters on Netflix.
Hell yeah, sounds like a good time. We also had the second Paxton Clark, played by Lavender.
Hi, this has been Lavender playing Paxton Clark 2. I have a small media recommendation. I played through a tiny, cheerful, lighthearted light novel for once over the weekend, called The Demon Queen's Dire Dilemma. It's by Ebihime, who has written a slew of novels of various tones and styles. This is a pretty lighthearted visual novel, very short. The pitch is that your perspective character is a demon queen who has just taken over a mortal kingdom, kicked everybody out except for the princess, who she means to brutally subjugate and break. The problem is that the princess doesn't mind it. Like, she's been relegated to a servant role, and she's just like, oh, hell yeah, I get to go cook more. I like doing that. I don't have to wear a corset and go into ballroom dance anymore. This rules. It is basically a small, cute anime story about how women will literally rear an army and conquer a kingdom and be in a relationship for 3 months without realizing it, rather than go to therapy.
Wow.
Many such cases.
Fun times. My other small recommendation is, this extremely applies if you're trans. I would say applies if you're cis also. Consider voice training. Like, I have started it recently. It's not even necessarily just feminizing my voice. It's playing with tone and intonation. It has helped me get better at actually hearing myself speak.
Yes.
Because for years, I would not listen to a recording of myself.
No. No, and also, like, your voice is literally a muscle. You are literally training the muscles in your neck. It's bananas how cool they can get when you give them the proper training and exercise in order to, you know, do stuff that, like, I don't want to stunt on your own recommendation, but, like, this is how I like to talk when I'm doing not even that much of, like, an affect of the voice.
And then if I jump down to my regular speaking voice, it's bad, because I hate it, but this is what I sound like normally. And it's really fairly, it lets me do shit like talk back and forth to myself.
Yeah, my normal voice is a little lower as well. But no, it's also, it's good practice for a lot of things. I used to be scared I was really monotone. I've kind of gotten over that. It has been nothing but helpful.
Yeah. Very cool. You're very right about that.
Also, we actually measured it. My normal speaking voice is something like 20 hertz higher than it used to be.
Hell yeah. Very cool. As previously said, my name is Jess, blah, blah, blah. My recommendation is... I've been watching movies with a friend recently. My broad recommendation is, like, have multiple movie nights a week, but not necessarily the same stuff. Just, like, do shit with your friends, watch movies with your friends, explore arts and media with your friends. But the more specific recommendation is the Coen Brothers 2009 A Serious Man. I have probably recommended it on this show before. I absolutely loved it the first time around. I wasn't sure whether or not I was going to feel as strongly on a rewatch with a friend, because I think it was only like 2 years ago or so I watched it for the first time. It does a really good job of marrying this absurdity of these small character moments with this overarching exploration of like control and what sort of impact you have on the world around you. If that makes any real sort of sense, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good movie about religion, and it's a really good movie about faith. And the bit where Rabbi Nachner talks about the story in the middle set to a Jimi Hendrix song is still so fucking killer. So go check out A Serious Man. And hands down, it still has one of my absolute favorite trailers for a movie of all time, which is a dying fucking art.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. They get longer. Trailers get longer and more forgettable every year.
In that vein, Lee Cronin's The Mummy trailer. Stupid positive.
God.
It is it's a very, it's so rapid and frantic and like spooky full and dumb, but it's also extremely like, yeah, we found your daughter in a 3,000-year-old sarcophagus. She's clearly undead. You shouldn't bring her home. It's not like the thing it immediately draws comparison to is, who else has seen Mama?
I have not seen it, no.
It's the movie that Guillermo del Toro, I think, was either obliquely involved in or like helped produce, that was based on the short story that's about the two feral girls that got raised by a ghost.
Right, I half saw the English one, I think. No, I don't remember what I saw then. Never mind.
Yeah. Mama's a movie where it's like, all right, these weird little girls lived feral for 5 years, and you can kind of explain, like, why it's not good for them to behave this way, but there's a theoretical explanation for like why they would behave like this that doesn't involve raised by a ghost. Lee Cronin's The Mummy, that child is dead. That child is undead. It is fucking absurd. And it's like, oh yeah, we gotta take the kid back. What's wrong with their kid? I'm like, look at how fucking scrungly and acid washed your child is. Good lord.
Wow. White rich family bends over backwards to protect their literal monster children. Film at 11.
She's literally hasn't aged for 8 years. They found her in a sarcophagus. Okay. But yes. Anyway, we have a website. It is thecoffin.club. We have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/the_coffin_club, where you can get access to Eyes of Ichor as a thanks for just helping support the show. We all pretty much have jobs. This isn't our... Making the Coffin Club isn't our job. We just want to give you something in return for helping support the show and like web hosting costs and stuff. What's one of the... We have a theme song. It is Take Her Away by Ladyfingers. Please review the show on whatever podcast app of choice that isn't Spotify, because fuck Spotify. And word of mouth will do wonders. Yeah, tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex. And we hope to see you all again next time. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Take care, everyone.